This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, you badass motherfuckers, strap in.
Yeah.
Because we are not here to talk about napkin swans or your grandma's etiquette tips.
Nope.
We're talking about getting hitched on your own damn term.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically, for those of you brilliant, beautiful, rule-breaking souls out there thinking about eloping in the spring, you have come to the right goddamn place.
The best place.
And to guide us on this no-bullshit journey into spring elopement awesomeness, we're going straight to the source.
Straight to the source.
The snarky ringleader of runaway romance himself, Mr. Adam Hebert from Engaged AF Magazine.
Love him.
So today we're going to dissect his wisdom. We're going to pull out all the good bits and give you the real talk on how to make your spring elopement truly unforgettable.
The most unforgettable.
So if you're listening to this, you're probably not into the whole, like, big wedding hoopla, the whole, you know, three-tiered cake thing.
Yeah.
You're here for a reason. And we're here to give it to you.
Damn straight.
So first things first, why the hell would anyone pick spring to elope? Like, what's the big deal?
Well, Adam Hebert, he calls it the golden window.
I love that.
And I think that's such a good way to put it. You know, the winter is over. It's thawing out, but it's not quite, you know, summer tourist season yet.
So you don't want to be, like, battling for that vista.
Right, exactly. You don't want to be like, oh, honey, could you just move your fanny pack out of my shot?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that fun. So spring, it's perfect for permits. It's perfect for just having space to breathe and really enjoy the experience.
It's like the VIP lounge of elopement seasons.
It really is.
You get all the perks without the crowds and the chaos and the, like,
it's craziness.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I love it. He talks about it being for, you know, rule breakers with good taste.
Yes.
Who want something raw and intentional. And I'm like, yes, preach it.
Preach.
It's not about settling for less. It's about being like, fuck all that noise. I want what matters.
Right. You're choosing connection. You're choosing intimacy over all the fluff.
The fluff.
The expectations.
Yeah. And speaking of all that noise, he's got some pretty badass elopement spots picked out for spring. And he doesn't hold back on the descriptions.
No, he does not.
Okay. So first up, we're going to the top of the world.
Top of the world.
Loveland Pass. Altitude, attitude, and maybe frostbite.
Maybe frostbite.
I mean, come on. If that doesn't tell you what you're getting into, I don't know what will.
He's not sugarcoating it.
No.
But those views, you guys, those alpine views, they are.
They're incredible.
Unreal.
And you know he's honest about the challenges.
Yes.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. You're going to be like 12,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be gasping for air potentially, but you're going to have the most amazing photos.
You're going to have photos that will make everyone else's elopement photos look like.
Child's play.
Yeah. And can we talk about that sunrise potential up there?
Oh, my God.
Just you two, maybe a mountain goat photobombing you in the background. I mean,
iconic.
It's epic. And he gives this photographer pro tip about the golden hour up there being super short. So you meet a photographer who is
on point.
On point, like a ninja photographer.
Ninja photographer.
Who can nail those shots before the light disappears? Like
a politician's promise.
I was going to say, like my car keys, but that works too.
That works too.
Okay, so we've scaled the literal mountaintop now. Let's go somewhere maybe a little more like
Enchanted.
Yeah, Enchanted. Mueller State Park.
Yes.
Hebert calls it deep in the pines fairy core vibes. I'm picturing like
magic.
Like legit magic happening amongst those trees.
Oh yeah, like tall pines, quiet trails, the kind of place where your vows just like echo through the forest.
Yeah, and no crowds, no designated ceremony spots. You just find your own little piece of
heaven.
Yeah, and those spring blooms peeking through the trees and that natural light.
Oh my God, the light, it's so good for photos.
Yeah, soft diffused light. No one's got crazy shadows under their eyes.
No one looks sleep deprived in their photos.
Exactly. And maybe a deer will like wander into your ceremony.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I know, right?
Blessed by a deer.
Okay, now let's talk about a location that's maybe a little more accessible for those who aren't necessarily like, you know, hardcore hikers. Red Rocks Open Space in Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs, yes.
Hebert calls it like the little sister to the Denver Amphitheater.
I like that.
So you still get those iconic red rocks.
Yes.
But you don't need to like climb a mountain to get there.
No, you can wear like, you know, cute shoes.
Yes, you can wear your like, you know, cool elopement outfit.
Yes, and it's dog friendly.
Oh.
So if you cannot imagine saying I do without Fido.
The Fido.
This is the place for you.
I love that. And the permits are easy and affordable.
Easy and affordable.
Which is like music to my ears.
Yes.
Because who wants to deal with like bureaucracy on their elopement day?
No one.
No one. All right, you know, for something completely different.
Off the beaten path.
The paint mines.
Yes.
Hebert's description for this one is so good for weirdos who don't want their wedding to look like anyone else's.
I love that so much.
I know. It speaks to my soul. Tell me about these like alien clay hills and neon rocks.
It's like another planet.
It's like you've been transported to Mars.
Yes, but with better lighting, hopefully.
Well, hopefully you're going to listen to Hebert's advice.
Yes.
Because he warned you about the midday heat and the harsh light. So
sunrise or golden hour.
Sunrise or golden hour, non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
And wear sensible shoes unless you want to like...
sink.
Yeah, unless you want to become one with the clay.
Become one with the clay.
Okay, so we've got this like amazing menu of locations, you know, from mountaintops to like alien landscapes. But then Hebert drops this truth bomb that's just like so important.
It's the foundation.
Yes, location isn't everything.
It's not.
You don't need some crazy Instagrammable vista to have a meaningful elopement.
No, you don't.
And I love his examples. He's like, you could do it in your backyard. You could do it in a graffiti-covered alleyway.
I love that.
A mossy creek, a kangaroo.
Like, why not?
Like, why not? It's about the two of you. It's not about the backdrop.
Exactly.
And that leads perfectly into his non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
You got to have a damn good photographer.
Yes, you do.
No matter where you elope. Like, that is the one thing you cannot skimp on.
You need someone who can work with any light. Capture those real moments, the laughter, the tears.
The chaos.
The chaos. And someone who isn't going to like try and shove your unique love story into some like Pinterest box.
Yeah. Hebert says it perfectly. You need someone who can tell your story without turning it into a Pinterest copycat.
Yes.
And you know what else? Eloping doesn't mean you have to skip all the good stuff.
No.
Like some people think eloping is just like running off to the courthouse and signing a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But you can still have all those beautiful moments.
You can write vows that will make each other cry.
Ugly cry.
You can have a first dance. You can pop champagne. You can have a cake.
A mini kick.
A mini pick.
And I'm obsessed with this idea that he throws out there of filming a post-ceremony interview.
Nice.
Like just the two of you fresh off that elopement high talking about what it all meant.
Capturing the emotion.
The raw emotion. And you know what? You share that video if and when you damn well please.
Exactly.
It's your story.
It's your.
Okay, so to wrap up this deep dive into spring elopement magic, what's the big takeaway for our listeners?
Spring is for the bolt. It's for the rule breakers. It's for those who know what truly matters. You're not settling. You're choosing to create something authentic and unique.
Yeah. So ditch the drama. Ditch the expectations. Ditch the damn napkin swans.
Ditch them.
And go make some unforgettable memories on your own terms.
Yes.
Spring is waiting for you.
It is.
Now go elope like you mean it.
Go elope like you mean it.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.